Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon Shorts. Let's get into it. This is going to be short, but it might go a little long. From the Friendly Atheist, headline: Denver Archdiocese sues over free pre-K. The state's bigotry ban hurts our bottom line. Hermant, Mr. Meta, there you go again. You polemic atheists, you're all alike. Look at you, smearing the Catholic Church with your headline. Bigotry ban? What bigotry ban? Are you accusing the Catholic Church of some kind of bigotry? What the heck, Mr. Meta? You have gone too far. Or have you? Maybe let's just look into this before we accuse Mr. Meta too harshly here. You know, those atheists, you can't trust them, right? Let's look at the story. In April of 2022, Democrats in Colorado, with very little GOP support, that was unnecessary, Hermant, with very little GOP support, passed a law establishing free preschool across the state beginning in 2023. Okay, so far. Children can now access half-day programs, 15 hours a week, at no cost to their parents. The governor's office said it would save families an average of $4,300 a year. That's pretty good. And give kids a head start in their education. It's just an incredible opportunity for families that might not have been able to afford such programs. Okay, this sounds pretty good so far. I don't see a problem here. Why would the Catholic Church be suing if not for a legitimate reason? I mean, I don't see the problem. Do you see the problem? This sounds like a pretty good program. Let me continue reading. Surely this will be revealed. In order to receive funding, schools just have to follow some basic rules. For example, they can't discriminate against students. They have to accept kids regardless of their or their family's race, religion, sexual orientation, gender identity, etc. Oh, wait a minute. I'm beginning to see the problem now. In case this isn't apparent to you, let's just read a little bit further in the story. That restriction is why the Denver Catholic Archdiocese and two of its parishes are now suing state officials. They want to receive taxpayer funding without giving up their bigotry. Ah, yes. Okay. Maybe I was too harsh in judging Mr. Meta as just some wacky polemicist. Their argument is that Catholicism requires, Brian, I'm going to need a little bit of confirmation here. Their argument is that Catholicism requires them to reject students who have gay parents and staffers who are in same-sex relationships. Are they really required to do that according to Catholicism? Or is this just some local parish rule, or what's going on there? They say they cannot, not will not, mind you, they cannot recognize the existence of transgender people or even use their pronouns if they conflict with whatever was written on the birth certificate. Well, of course, You can't possibly get the words out of your mouth to call someone who has a he on their birth certificate as a she. It's just impossible. You just choke, possibly to death, if you're a Catholic trying to do that, right? They cannot do it. Well, surely we can see that. But don't let this transgender gender stuff get you. I've actually read the article, people. It doesn't really have anything to do with that. But let's just see. They want to ban students from wearing the opposite sex's uniforms or using what they deem is the wrong bathroom. Okay. They also want to prioritize the acceptance of kids from Catholic families over, say, Jewish ones, even though the law already permits them to accept kids from their own parishes. Look, don't get lost in all of the excess. Here's a little bit from the article, and they're going to quote from something that cites the lawsuit. I am not clear on what this quote is from, just letting you know. Meta says, but let's all admit this is really mostly about their ability to discriminate against LGBTQ people. So, kind of in their own words from the lawsuit said enrolling children with gay parents into an archdiocesan school is likely to lead to intractable conflict because a Catholic school cannot treat same-sex couples as a family equivalent to the natural family without compromising its mission and Catholic identity. They just can't do it. Their Catholicism won't let them do it. But, you know, the question arises in my mind, maybe it has arisen in yours as well. What part of the Catholic mission would be hindered by them recognizing same-sex couples or students with same-sex parents? What part of the Catholic mission is involved here? And it says, you know, in their Catholic identity. Well, okay, I guess if your identity is that you're bigots, it might interfere with that. It's like the Ku Klux Klan saying, you know, a law to accept Black people would interfere with our mission and our identity. Well, yeah, okay. Is that something we should give a damn about? I mean, what does a secular government care about the Catholic mission? Why should they care about that? Why should the secular government care about the Catholic identity other than that it identifies as a 501c3? what does the government care about that? Why should we care? Meta goes on to say, there's a simple solution to that, of course. Let me give you a couple of seconds to see if you came up with a solution. Okay, time's up. Here, you had the solution the first moment I read the headline. There's a simple solution to that, of course. Just don't accept the state's money. Will someone please tell me why the wealthiest organization this world has ever produced needs state money to provide preschool services? Why? Why are they at the trough of the secular government getting taxpayer money when they have more than enough money to provide preschool services for free? Why are they doing it? What's the point of this? In fact, some say that this is really just all about the money when it comes right down to it. No one's forcing the Catholic Church to participate in this program. So why is the Catholic Church raising this stink? Let me just get down here to another quote from the lawsuit. By creating a program that provides universal funding for preschool programs, Colorado has cornered the market for preschool services. Any providers who do not participate in the UPK program will be severely disadvantaged, since they will be forced to charge significantly higher prices than the participating programs, which is something Catholics do anyway. Both secular and religious, which aren't religiously barred from participating in the UPK program. Well, look, the state is not barring you from participating in the program. Your religion is barring you from participating in the program, so maybe you should be suing the Vatican, because they're the ones who apparently are barring you from participating in slurping up free money. Let's see. A press release from the conservative legal group Becker added, this ban forces parents to choose between paying out of pocket for the cost of faith-based preschool or receiving a preschool education at any time at any other private school in Colorado. It also hurts the ability of schools like St. Mary's and St. Bernadette's to compete with other preschools that can offer free preschool education. Okay, that's enough of this. That is enough of this stuff. Yeah. It is about the money. Granted. Not only about the money, though. I think Herman Mehta is spot on again. This is about the church feeling pressured to give up their bigotry. Their bigotry is under fire. It's embarrassing them, and it's costing them money, and it's not fair, and they want to sue the state. It is pure, unadulterated bigotry to say that you cannot treat same-sex couples as you would a heterosexual couple. You don't have to like them. You can secretly hate them. You can openly hate them. But if you're an organization taking state money, you do have to treat them equally. Can't do it. Can't do it. God hates the fags. Can't do it. Yeah, that's how American Catholics talk. Okay. There you go. There's your story. This has been on my bench for a couple of days, and other stories just kept getting in the way of it. I thought I'd go ahead and do that for you this time. Let me hear from you in the comments. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log into your Discuss account. Discuss away. You'll find this under the show called This Week in Shorts. We'll see you there. Bye-bye.